7:30 News with Jake.
Well, thank you so much, Blake. Back to my dad.
Back.
Say what you want about Bryson DeChambeau, but there's only 60 people talking to him.
We're not doing golf right now. Dan, what do you know about Morgan Wallen?
Never heard of him or her.
That's what I thought. Morgan Wallen is a country music singer. Definitely looks like the type of guy and has a name like the type of guy that we perhaps would have seen a fat head of him on the wall back in our days in the studio, as we ended up with country music memorabilia as we were sandwiched between two country music radio stations. So Morgan Wallen was actually scheduled to play Saturday Night Live back in October, and he was canceled from that appearance for breaking COVID-19 protocols. There were videos going around of him making out with chicks. I think he was like in Tuscaloosa playing a college show or something, and right at the height of the pandy. And SNL's like, you know what? That looks like it was this weekend. We're going to pass on having you come up here next weekend. So that was his first dalliance with people. Well, people like me knowing who he was, frankly, because I'd never heard of him before that. But I might not be the guy to ask. Maybe Julie is.
Doesn't feel like SNL gets country acts.
Not often.
I hadn't really heard of him either. Now, I bet if we listened to some of his songs, I may have heard them. But I don't know this dude very well.
So, Morgan Wallen has been dropped by most country radio stations in the last week. Media companies such as iHeart and CMT have dropped his music from their playlists after he was captured on video using a racial slur. He's with a group of people outside of his home. I believe this was captured on someone's doorbell camera. And it's the big slur. And he's not quoting,
the super one,
he's
the...
not quoting or anything like that. He says, take care of this PAMFer downstairs, front and back. PAMFer. The P word, the A word, MFer.
What's the A word?
Ass.
I've never heard those words said in a row together.
I have.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah, that's a common sports
MFer.
Trash talk.
Okay. Go on. That's not the bad word, though.
Then he followed up with saying, take care of this P A N. He exchanged the MFer for an N, and he's using it in a way that pretty much makes it sound like this is not an uncommon utterance for Morgan Wallen.
Has a real Riley Cooper feel to it.
It does. He's yelling.
Man, because it does. You know, if you just never, ever, ever say it, then it's just not a big thing. I mean, it can't be a thing.
Yeah.
You can't get caught, even by a doorbell camera. That seems a little slimy.
Well,
but,
yeah. But again, he's not. I'm not saying there's ever an excuse for this, but he's using it in a way that is. It's pretty. It seems pretty clear to me that this is common for him. So, he was dropped by these radio and TV outlets. Okay. However, record sales through the roof.
Interesting.
His recent double album topped the Billboard 200 chart for a fourth consecutive week. His sales rose 1,220% last Wednesday as compared to the day before. So he already had a pretty hot album if he's been up there for 4 weeks. Then it skyrocketed after the PAMF or PAN.
Do you know the name of the album?
Dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
I don't know. I was hoping for something
more stereotypical. No, it's not like gravel beer truck or...
Red dirt and trucks.
No, none of that. Now, I'm not saying that those are not lyrical content that he travels in. He seems like he just looks like a guy who sucks, you know? That's pretty much all I think when I see this dude. I'm like, this guy looks like he sucks. And that was before any of this. So,
yeah.
I don't know. If you're having trouble moving albums...
Can I tell you the name of the first song on the album?
You can absolutely do that.
sand in my boots.
Yep.
Man, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yep, let's circle on back to whether or not he sucks.
Can you have an album titled Dangerous and the first track be Sand in My Boots?
Yes, yeah, that's not that dangerous. It's a mild annoyance, you know?
I want to see more
grainy.
Dangerous with my...
Yeah.
Here's another one. Rednecks, red letters, red dirt.
Yep.
That's clever.
This feels like a generator. Like you're just clicking a button.
Country music generator.
Yeah. Well, Dan, we have a search underway in Dallas.
Wait a second.
What, are you going to play the clip? Oh.
And outside in Oxford.
Yeah, he sucks.
Hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with
trees.
My accent.
Accent.
We held hands and waded into that blue
Hold
water.
Hands. Water.
Left her flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
My red wings on.
Red wings.
Yep.
Hockey fan.
Yeah, but now I'm
this is... Absolute trash. That may be the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Where do we get to the sand in the boots?
Well, they're at the beach bar now.
We're getting closer.
All right, I'm sorry.
Dude.
Come on.
We had a lot of positive energy in the den today, and it's all gone. So, yes, a search underway in Dallas, Dan. Now, this is not a search for a criminal or a fugitive. It is not a search for a missing child. This is a search that the Dallas Zoo needs your help with.
Gorilla?
One of its crows flew away during a training session.
Did not know the zoo had him.
214-523-CROW.
Crow's name is Onyx. The zoo says it was participating in training for a bird show when it flew off course and away from the rest of the flock. The zoo said...
A bird show?
I guess, man.
What is that?
I got no idea.
Is it like the Blue Angels?
Are they going to do the Meet the Parents show. Trick where they just find another bird?
Yeah. Just paint it.
Paint its tail black.
Find a blue bird and paint it.
The zoo said that the bird was last seen flying towards the Bishop Arts District, so maybe it was looking for some brunch and a nice cocktail made by someone who looks dusty.
I would guess this thing is gone forever, right?
I would bet so.
Is there an amber alert for it?
Zoo says the bird looks like a common
Onyx
black
alert.
Crow, except it has distinctive white coloring on its chest, and it can say hi, hiya, and hi, Onyx.
Dude, I want to find this bird.
Well, you're in luck. Because the zoo says Onyx is people-friendly
my cousin.
And may approach you.
Unfortunately, all people aren't bird-friendly.
No. You know what I wish Onyx would do is get down there to Victory Park and take care of that butthead bird that was attacking everyone in programming for like a two-month span.
I think he's dead.
Well, you know what? Good.
Who
Those
did
videos
that bird
were terrifying.
Hate so much? It really hated someone.
Corby got it bad.
Ryan Medlin.
Medlin got attacked more than once.
So did Killer.
Yeah.
Maybe Blake trained it.
That's a Blake list, I guess.
Yeah.
The zoo warns people not to try to gain control of Onyx.
Yeah, what do you do if you see this bird?
Instead to call or direct message the zoo with location information.
Well, won't the bird fly?
Yeah, how long is that
so,
going to
yeah.
take?
This
Let me
is
just
an
go
urgent situation.
DM the zoo real quick.
Onyx should chalk that one up as gone.
How's that for a bird name?
That's pretty good.
Onyx.
That's pretty good, but now I'm really interested in the bird show.
I've seen the bird show. It's really cool.
What are we talking here?
I mean, just all kinds of tricks.
The
bird's
bird
doing
do?
A bunch of tricks. I want to say it like flew from the top of the Ferris wheel at Fair Park all the way into this dude's hand when the guy asked it to.
It's not that cool.
I was nodding that it was. I like that.
Could you train a bird to do that?
Yeah, jeez, dude.
Do you know any birds that can do
no,
tricks?
No, but if you compare it to like SeaWorld shows where they're riding on a
yeah,
whale's nose
this
or whatever.
Fair. Like you just get it while you're enjoying beer and cotton candy and playing games. You can go check out the bird show. It's not like a bird place like SeaWorld is.
Most birds are pretty spare.
I think. I'm not here to stand up for all birds. I'm just telling you that I think the bird show is cool.
I mean, people have been training birds for thousands of years, right?
Here's Jake on.
I don't know.
Training.
If we ever get to have a fair again, I think you need to go check it out, and I think you would be impressed.
I wonder how you got. Who started that? Said, I can make this pigeon carry a note to you.
Or you can hunt with them, right? Isn't that what people do with, like, falcons?
Dude, I don't know. Yeah, are they like a video camera drone?
I don't know.
I think so. I think you see this back in, like, old with royals and stuff. They
would
go.
You could teach a falcon to do what? What do they do?
I don't know.
I think people hunt with falcons.
Go kill for you.
They go kill something? And then you just go clean it up? I don't believe that happens.
I think you can hunt with a falcon.
Okay. How are you going to prove it?
214-523-CROW.
Wasn't this even a part of, like, Game of Thrones? I mean, obviously that's fiction, but it was playing on old medieval traditions and stuff. You guys going to sit here and tell me that you've
never
heard of...
Did you say medieval?
Medieval.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. You guys are going to tell me you've never heard of, like, a falconry?
The falconer.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm right. So anyways, if you see Onyx, slide into the zoo's
Onyx,
DMs.
If you're listening, come to the station.
You think he'll return as a Steelix?
I got you.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Don't worry about it.
It's like a Harry Potter thing.
I almost need that
Pokemon
described.
Joke.
It's a what?
Pokemon joke.
Okay. Well, that's Blake's daily Pokemon joke, which indicates
one,
really. The 1:30 news.
Where did you think that
Pokemon
would play?
Has concluded.
Joke.
What did you feel your audience was? Here?
Everyone my age.
Well,
they all so you're telling Pokemon? Me there are dudes out there right now pumping their fists like, oh my god,
dude, he did the Steelix line.
They pulled over.
I thought about it, but I didn't have the confidence. I'm glad Blake did.
I got a
did.
Point for it.
Yeah.
That whole system is rigged, and you know that.
Is that Blake's first point?
Never an audit.
No. Second.
Oh, really? Okay, he's keeping track. What was your first one?
I don't have very many of them.
He's got a little
Pokemon
list going with his point.
What was the other time that Mino awarded you with a point?
I had to move your broadcast location a couple times, and you guys, I don't know.
We lauded your efforts?
You lauded my effort, and Mino gave me a point. It was my Twitter bio for a while.
Give me the Pokemon joke. Neither are great options.
Onyx is a rock Pokemon.
You don't need it. No.
But Steelix wasn't
no
in
more.
The original
We're
150.
We're done. That's the end of the 1:30 news. Coming up next, good afternoon football for the back half of the show.